Welcome to my world, Brother Stu, where I go into another Memorial Day weekend, setting aside the recreation to remember those Americans who paid the ultimate price of freedom. From the gardens of stone at Arlington, to the crosses at Normandy, to the plaques at the National Cemetery here in the Valley, those interred are part of us, part of the American family. The doughboys in the trenches of World War I and the fallen heroes in Europe and the Pacific in World War II are part of us, gone but not forgotten. We are the soldier who went to an icy grave in the bitter cold of Korea. We are the aviators and airmen who went down in a ball of fire somewhere over Vietnam. And we are the Marines and soldiers who fell in that steamy jungle, falling in front of an unseen enemy. As Americans, we were the ones dragged through the streets in Somalia, and we fell in the Kuwaiti desert during Desert Storm. We perished in Afghanistan as a new war began against another on a long list of enemies, jealous of our land where freedom rings. And we gave our lives without hesitation to free Iraq. We are Americans, the most caring yet strongest people in the history of the world. Our causes are many, our friends are few. Oh, sure, we squabble about this and that. It's the way we are, but we keep those squabbles at home. And when push comes to shove, we as Americans always come through, always willing to pay the price for freedom, whatever that might be. So as we go into the Memorial Day weekend, try to remember those who paid the ultimate price, because as Americans, they are us, and we are them, as I see it. I'm H.G. Listiak.